Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the ninth week after the Sunday of Trinity Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 through 37. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke chapter 6, verse 45. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil man out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. When Christ declares that we should make friends for ourselves by means of unrighteous mammon, it is quite clear that he means that we should do good works on the basis of which these friends will receive us into the eternal habitations. Now, this may sound rather strange to those who have been accustomed to the proclamation of salvation by faith alone, but there is nothing in this gospel which conflicts with this proclamation. With a Christian, faith and love are everything. We are accounted righteous before God by faith alone. We prove or demonstrate this faith by works of love. I cannot perform any acts of piety unless God's grace has previously taken possession of my heart. If I am to make friends for myself by means of the mammon of unrighteousness, I must first be accounted righteous before God. Two facts hold good here. A bad tree cannot produce good fruit, and contrarywise, a good tree cannot produce bad fruit. The conclusion, then, is not so difficult. If I am to do good by my use of mammon, I must be truly righteous in my heart beforehand, for God looks at the heart. He regards my works according to the disposition of my heart. I point out these distinctions lest you attempt to force works into the heart. Before I can do good works, I must be accounted righteous in God's sight by faith in Christ. You do not build here from the outside inwards, nor do you start building from the roof. You commence with the foundation, and in things Christian, this is faith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it is faith and the imputation of Christ's righteousness that forms the beginning of everything in us and our works that is really good in your sight and in the true interests of our neighbor. Preserve us in the faith which always rests and trusts in you alone. For Christ our Savior's sake, amen.
Find the print version of the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional at ambassadorpublications.org. Luther for the Busy Man is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit flbc.edu to learn how you can start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.